that we're in these together. Trucks to bird calls and the buzzing, I find songs in every place that I am. But to share with each other is the feeling we all understand. And that's a dangerous thing.
That's a dangerous thing.
That's a dangerous thing. Mommy, I'm the one we could be. I'm the one we could be. I'm the one we could be. Well, Italy is going to hold my arms, and Peru is going to hold my legs, so I can't run away like the little b**** I am. France is going to spit in my hair, and China will give me a wet willy. Then England will kick me hard in the ribs, and all the country will laugh until they notice I'm not breathing. Countries will scream, what the f*** did we do? We went too far, oh s***. The nations of the world will then panic and run away.
Thanks, dog boy.
Most experts rate jays, crows, parrots, and minnows among the most intelligent birds, especially as problem solvers or talkers. But there's at least one ingenious bird that's learned a highly specialized skill, how to open automatic doors. It's the house sparrow, a highly adaptable bird that's made a living around humans for thousands of years. In the early 1990s, house sparrows in Auckland, New Zealand, were seen activating a door's electric eye sensor to fly into a shopping mall. Another sparrow in Auckland, perhaps showing a more refined aesthetic, learned to hover in order to open two consecutive sets of doors to enter the cafeteria of an art gallery. Other house sparrows in New Zealand and nearby Australia were seen opening doors to a factory cafeteria, a fast food restaurant, and two different supermarkets. Not all the smart house sparrows live in the southern hemisphere, however. In the U.S., some trigger doors into big box home supply stores to peck at seeds spilled from bags. Who knows? Maybe they'll learn to open the seed bags, too. For BirdNote, I'm Michael Stein. BirdNote gives you the sounds of birds every day. And you can get the sights as well when you follow us on Instagram at BirdNote Radio.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
pre-produced at my barn in East Vancouver. This is Home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Welcome back. In that set, you may have heard Boards of Canada, and then June Thrasher, who are from Saskatoon, followed by Garden Dog from their new 48-track Data Dump. Then it was L.A.L. Lal, followed by R, the letter R, Boy, R Boy from the UK, and then Regina Collage, who is also from the UK, on Do You Have Peace, the Jabu label from Brighton. From there it was Foam Boy from Portland with Loud Boy, and then three from the new Elizabeth Whittington album. It is my understanding that the artist behind Elizabeth Whittington went to college, unseriously, and proceeded to get trashed every night and press record. Their words, more or less. I'm not questioning their choices, I still think they're brilliant. I'm not encouraging substance abuse. They'd still be the same brilliant artist sober. On that note, up next is the big set.